This is a production of Cornell University.
The time is now 4:52. Calling this student assembly meeting to order. Chelsea, if you could please call the roll.
Unexcused.
Does he have bread?
Does he have
bread? Tell me when it's on.
He's on right now. He's here.
You're the worst.
He's your
guy. These YouTube guys can move up.
Oh, cool.
Danny needs
here.
A shot.
Stop.
Here.
He's here. Unexcused.
She wanted you guys in the shot.
Here. Excuse. Here.
She's unexcused. Thanks, Chelsea. We're going to move on to approval of the minutes. Are there any motions on the floor? Any corrections? There's been a motion to approve. It's been seconded. Thank you, Rep. Pritchett. So the minutes have been approved. We're now going to move on to open microphone. If there's anyone in the audience who is not already on the agenda, who'd like to speak, feel free to. Seeing none, we're going to move on to announcements and reports. The first is an internal elections results announcement. VP of Diversity and Inclusion, Smith. President-elect Smith.
Meanwhile, great. So Saturday we held our internal elections. First, I want to say this went down in history as the shortest internal elections ever. Like, you guys suffered through like 5-6 hours of it. You like barely 3 hours. Most of you should take it up by eating. Fantastic. So the results are as follows. The new Vice President of Internal Operations is Melissa Lee. The new Vice President of Finance is Jeff Block. Vice President of Diversity and Inclusion is Cameron Pritchard. Vice President of Public Relations is Ian Harris. And Vice President of Outreach is Ms. Juliana Lucisa. So we're looking forward to a great team. So we're looking forward to a great team this upcoming year, and we'll be holding our next round of internal elections with two committee chairs and the advisor, of course, Tim Giacomo of this resolution, as well as the doctor today, sometime in the future. So great.
Thanks, Ulysses. We're moving on to a big red announcement. Ideas announcement. Representative Ballard.
So there was the red ideas thing that you guys had a pizza rocket the restaurant app on third place in the competition and spent $400. So pizza is the best.
Woo!
One of the biggest chicken announcements is that the Signify community asked us to co-sponsor their event with a past senator coming up this April, and we
Congressman Kennedy, yeah.
We tentatively said that we would co-sponsor the event. That would basically require us helping them publicize the event. We would have to run the event And if we were to be getting people there who are speaking about mental health, which is something that we've been working on recently, this year especially, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, I direct them to the chair.
Thanks, Sarah. So traditionally, we don't co-sponsor political events. It's not something we do as often, just because we sort of toe the line between, you know, what political causes, what political parties that we will co-sponsor or support. A lot of the time, people ask us to sign on to petitions or to letters. So usually, we don't do that. But we were approached by this group. And this isn't necessarily a inherently political event. It's very issue based. It's about healthcare. So if anyone does have opposition to us co-sponsoring an event like that, please come up to us after the meeting, and we'd be happy to discuss it with you and talk it out. Patrick Kennedy. He's not in office right now. Okay. So we are moving on to an Appropriations Committee announcement. Vice President of Finance, Desai.
So next week's Appropriations Committee is going to be extensively jam-packed and long. We're looking at a four-hour meeting from 4:30 to 8:30. So, you know, feel free to stop by if you want. We will be looking at the three bylaw funding groups, McFab, Alternative Break, and Orientation Steering Committee, and then we will be having a preliminary vote on the SA endowment, which will just be like kind of an overview of options and a recommendation to the Assembly. Hopefully you guys all saw Sarah's email and have filled out for when it's good so that we can have our executive session. But yeah, so it's at 3 on Saturday, Goldman Smith 142. So excited to see you all there. Spend Saturday afternoon in the sun talking about finance. It'll be a great time for everyone.
Thank you, VP Desai. Are there any other announcements and reports that aren't already on the agenda? Also, I'll make an announcement. It was in the Facebook group. If you are planning to go to Greek Freak, liaison Juan Carlos Salido has tickets, so go to him after. Do you want to talk about it a little bit, actually? Oh, take. I'm sold already, just based on that last part. But I encourage everyone to go. I'm going to be going. Maybe we could organize a social event beforehand. Sounds like a good time. So moving on in the agenda, first of business of the day is Resolution 44, Building Better Committees. guys have 2 minutes to present. Again. Jill, could you talk a little more?
Yeah,
to the thanks.
So we have people who have any language. We wanted to put a letter from the Black Initiative to have more environmental issues come to that committee. So the committee will review the policy, but the committee will review the work of that committee. The committee will review, will make a recommendation to the assembly of the Black Initiative to take its existing policy to another one of the new policy.
So I think we'll find this amendment friendly, especially because you've consulted the right people. So if you want to open up again, just remind everyone what this resolution is about. A little more. Great, thank you. We're going to open up a speakers list. First on it, Representative Skelton.
So when was someone who be a lot of questions, and we will know exactly what to do. Additionally, we do start with staff, but staff committee is not responsible for acting in the entire session for a lot of time. So whoever is acting is also worried to be aware that there are challenges going forward from the government.
That's time. Rep. Kirk.
Just as the ad for president on FARC and his committee, we have a connection to the Supreme Department, and you can ask them personally to follow up after they apply. So you can put it in the actual charter without actually, or the bylaws without actually, like, we need a separate application for those people.
Great. VP decide.
So, just to clarify, like, you guys did write a lot of this, like, no, I'll get to this, like, so the few points that I wanted to ask about, so the first is under the SAFC, there's a line that says the SAFC bylaw funding allocation will be raised only in proportion to the percentage increase in the inflation of the dollar increasing the undergraduate population for our university. Is that something that you guys inferred, or was that something like,
no, but a lot of the only thing that changed were basically seeing, well, communication, CID, witness, red light, and outline light. Those are the only things that changed. Everything else is exactly as it is in the bylaw.
Okay. I mean, we're not voting on this today, so it's fine, but if I'm not, I might be incorrect, but I'm pretty sure that line was stricken 3 years ago. So I don't know if you know whether, but we can figure it out later. Cool. Okay, thank you.
Okay. That's the end of the speakers list. Are there any motions? Is there anyone else who'd like to be on the speakers list? Yes. You didn't motion to make an amendment.
I'd love to make that amendment, and I'd like to see what media companies think.
Okay. There's a motion to amend the Committee on Dining Services so that at least two of them are on dining meal plan.
Formal meal plan.
Basically in the parentheses that already exist that were stricken by Jill a few seconds ago, but...
But it's different. A co-op meal plan is in the regular meal plan.
I understand. I'm just saying... As if it was right there.
So, can I ask you a follow-up
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so, can you take a meal plan as that meal plan? You have a college meal plan that has like 10 meals of CRE. That's a meal plan.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, we're going to open up the speakers list on this amendment. So, the amendment is basically... The committee will consist of one graduate professional student, two faculty members, one management employee, one non-management employee, and at least two dining student workers, one voting essay member, and seven undergraduate students, two of whom will be on a formal Cornell dining meal plan. That's the Cornell dining meal plan is his amendment, the two. Okay. So we're going to open up the speakers list on this amendment. And I'll put Rep. Kerr, you're first.
The first one is, I think, is really a need. Two of them, it's more consistent with our charter, so that can be far more than we have.
Super good.
Yeah. And I actually think this is good. This is excellent. How we have a charter committee. I'm not comfortable on it. Like, I think it's a good idea. I think that we need to just meet members far more than we have more plan. Because that's what we do as far as our committee.
EVP Mueller. What? Okay. You find a problem there? Okay. So that's the end of the speakers list. Are there any motions?
I'll be able to.
Okay.
I don't see necessarily a problem with the motion that is currently made friendly by the sponsoring resolution. I do just think that it might be slightly unnecessary just because I mean, any freshman who has attended Cornell has been on a meal plan. Like, everybody knows what it's like to have been on a meal plan. People undoubtedly still engage with Cornell dining on a number of levels. many people who use Cornell Dining on a daily basis are not on meal plans. Most of, since my sophomore year, I've never used anything except cash when engaging with Cornell Dining, and it is still something that serves the entire student body, regardless of whether you're on meal plan or not. I think it's not, there's nothing wrong with it. That was just what I was going to say when we were debating, so take it a few moments.
Okay. So we are still on the main speakers list, Rep. Iwaoka.
So we would have discussed this last week when we were talking about diversity training for parents and missionaries, but I'm wondering about maybe while you're at the school, what are the questions that you get when you go through a formal training session and by bringing out your nerves or something like that?
Are you making a motion? So again, that's the end of the speakers list. Is there any motions on the floor?
I motion the table until next week.
There's been a motion. What?
Can we call the question?
Yeah. So there's. Yes.
Let's call it.
Point of information. So I'm going to defer to the sponsors. Rep. Chopra asked what the welfare task force was in relation to just the other task forces. Do you want to withdraw?
Yeah, I withdraw my motion also.
Okay. So we're going back into the general speakers list.
What?
Next on the speakers list was VP Desai.
Yes, sir. I didn't know we were planning on voting today, so I don't know if you can hear
me. Well, we don't have to if no one motions, but.
I'll just knock it out today.
Okay.
So I'm going to motion to amend. I guess before I motion to amend, a quick question for you guys. So there's references to a staffing committee, and Okay, so I'm looking to amend from section Q, subsection 9, I'm looking to strike the line, the SAT bond and money allocation shall be raised only in proportion to the percentage increase in the inflation of the dollar increasing the undergraduate population of Cornell University. Then under section
Wait, could you just repeat that once more?
Okay. Then under section 3, subsection 3 for appropriations committee, just to be clear here, this issue came up last year. I want to make two small amendments. The first is in the second sentence, third sentence, the committee shall consist of 8 voting members of the SA to be selected by the assembly at large during an organizational meeting. Not, and then before that semicolon, not including the VC finance. There was a question of whether or not the VC finance counted as one of the 8 or not. I've got to get rid of the confusion right now, including the words not including the VC finance. And then at the end of this section as well, the second to last sentence, the third to last sentence, beginning with, however, the SAT liaison shall serve as an ex officio non-voting member, as well as when the committee hears SAT appeals. So just changing that to being, however, the SAT liaison, instead of shall or may, serve as an ex officio non-voting member, period, and then strike the rest of that sentence. And if I can just put on the CD instead of sending amendments, then that would be great.
Can you repeat the last amendment?
Sure. So if you look at however, that sentence should read, however, the SAT liaison may serve as an ex officio non-voting member, period, end of sentence.
Okay.
So you don't have that moment.
Okay. So we are opening discussion on these amendments. I'll repeat them once more. The first one is in section 9 under SAFC. It's striking the second sentence. The SAFC byline funding allocation shall be raised only in proportion to the percentage increase in inflation. It's striking that whole sentence. The second amendment is in the section 3, subsection 3. It's the third sentence. The committee shall consist of 8 voting members of the SA to be selected by the assembly at large during their organizational meeting, not including the vice president of finance. And then the third is in the same paragraph, however, the SAFC liaison may serve as an ex officio non-voting member, striking the rest of that sentence. And we're now going to open up discussion on the on this amendment. First is VP Desai.
Just pretty basic, straightforward changes. The reason that the byline funding line is being striked is because like there's no rationale for having any mention of byline funding within our committee organization. If you guys do want to put any sort of stipulation like this on the SAFC byline funding allocation, it should come in Appendix B, which is a section of our charter pursuant to the individual byline funding allocations of individual organizations. So it just doesn't belong here, and further, I don't agree with the line to begin with. So that's that. I already said the second one is to clarify that the VC finance is not one of the 8 voting SA members. That wouldn't make any sense because you want, like, the whole thing is that the SA has a majority because we're the elected student body. However, we want input from the rest of the student body, so we get the 7 others. Also, if the VC finance was one of the 8, then that would mean there were 14 voting members, and you always want to have an odd number of voting members in situations like this. And then the SAFC liaison thing. So the first fact is that I don't think it should be shelter, because a lot of the times the SAFC liaison can't come to AFCON meetings because they conflict with SAFC meetings. But also I do think that in general the SAFC liaison is someone who's knowledgeable about byline funding, about the funding process on campus, normally has experience with it, and is a useful voice to have in the room. They're also probably moving forward most always going to be a member of the finance task force, which means they're integral to kind of appropriations committee votes, so I do think that they should be there as much as possible, not just when SAFC appeals are heard.
Rep. Stanko.
I don't know if it's appropriate to amend the amendment or another amendment, but we should change the form of the line to
I forgot to say that.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, I don't know.
You find it friendly? Yeah, I find it friendly.
Okay. B.P. Smith. So that's the end of the speakers list for this amendment. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak on the first one? Seeing none, we'll open up the second one. CP Desai.
If you have seat.
Mike.
Cam, I'll speak first.
Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, Cam, you want to speak? Rep Pritchett. Basically what Ulysses said, that he wasn't making changes to the FDFC charge, and that if you want to, you know, make changes to that in the future, you can do that. So sure. No. We aren't, right now we're in discussion about the amendment itself.
Right.
We're only discussing Roneal's amendment, which does change the charge, but Ulysses' resolution doesn't change the charge. So
I know exactly
what I'm saying. I don't think we should
vote on the amendment. Okay. BP to Sai.
Okay, so I agree with D.G. Smith and that, like, I don't think this amendment should hold up the resolution. Like, I know what it means to have, like, operational things coming through, and I know you need to act on it. On one hand, I see what you're saying about, like, you know, we shouldn't change this without them being here, but, like last year, the FAC allocation went up 4.9%. I am absolutely positive U.S. inflation was not 4.9% last year, and I'm pretty sure the rise in the undergraduate student body population was not 4.9%. We've been working with the endowment, and I know for a fact, like, looking at historical rises in the FAF allocation, that is not the case. And like I said, like, this shouldn't be here to begin with. Like, if this line should exist, it should be in Appendix D. So, like, I don't think it should hold up the resolution. I'm going to call the question. If you agree with me, then strike it now. If you don't, then, like, we'll bring it up as a separate resolution later. I don't think that we need to have, like, a whole separate resolution process for this, because it very clearly does not belong here. Like, if anything, there should be a separate resolution to put it in under Appendix B, so I call the question on the amendment.
Okay. There's been a motion to vote on the amendment. If you vote yes, you're voting to strike that from the SAC section to add the text to the appropriations and to also strike a part of it.
And can I motion to split the amendments between the two clauses?
Yes, you can. You motion. Does anyone second that?
Second.
So basically what that means is we're going to first vote on the amendment for the SASC, and then we're going to vote on the amendment for appropriations committee. So we're going to start with the SASC amendment. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I will. I just don't think it's going to waste time, but I'll do it.
Okay, so we're first voting on striking the second sentence of the SAFC charge. If you are in favor of the amendment of striking, please raise your placards. Can you raise them high? If you're not in favor, abstentions. So by a vote of 16-0-1, the amendment passes. So now we're going to move on to the Appropriations Committee. What? Oh, you said no? Oh, I didn't see that. Sorry. By a vote of 16-2-1, the resolution passes. The amendment passes. So we're now moving on to the second amendment, which is the Appropriations Committee charge. If you're in favor of the amendment, please raise your placards. If you're not in favor, abstentions. By a vote of 14-3-2, this amendment passes as well. So we're now going back into the general speakers list. There's no one on the speakers list right now. There's been a motion to vote on this resolution. It's been... Is that a second? Okay. It's been seconded. Is there any dissent? A point of information.
With this change to the charges of appropriations committee and SASC, does that require for the ONM to change the system to the body?
No, because
I'll yield to you.
Parliamentary speaker. No, because these are not like, if it were Appendix B or Appendix A, then it would, because those are documents that govern their technical like operations and existence, where this is how they exist under the SA, pursuant to them being an SA committee. Like, I'll obviously like send an email and let them know. But yeah, it's not like their bylaws or charters per se. But I'll also let them know.
I guess I would like to know
what they respond. Okay. I'll definitely relay that.
And there's
the
consent.
I represent the appropriations committee, so I support the change.
If you dissent, now's the time to... Are you sure? Okay. So, seeing no dissent, we're going to vote on Resolution 44. We're going to roll call vote.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Sorry, what were the numbers you had? Yeah. So by a vote of 18-0-1, resolution 44 passes.
Probably go back to resolution 34 based on President Gordon's response for that. It was my fault that it didn't get on the agenda. I'll motion to suspend the rules then, and hopefully everybody will be with me on that so that we can continue to talk about it. But we're done with you guys.
Great. Is there anything else? It technically won't be resolution 34 anymore. It's technically not going to be resolution 46. And in essence, we got feedback from President Gordon, who has approved charter changes, and he basically said that there was two lines in Appendix B that did not conflict with it, but basically were restating parts of it in terms of just things that A, filing funded organizations as a whole, and B, new organizations had to submit that they now have to do under the changes proposed under Resolution 34. So the resolution is being represented, striking those lines from Appendix B and also changing a few titles. We wanted to put it on the agenda just because it's a charter change, it should be on the agenda for 2 weeks. Hopefully this doesn't, rattling every change too much. You can think about that as literally just a resolution.
Thank you.
Okay. We're moving on to United Student Body, Resolution 45. Okay, everyone. Introducing President Adam Gitlin, Central Elected Lizzie Smith, and Division of Inclusion, Judith Smith, Juliana, Oscar, and JC. Talking about United Student Body. So I'll give you guys about a minute to preface you've never seen this before. Go ahead, starting now.
Thank you.
Could you speak more clearly?
So they, all the different organizations were instructed to conduct a survey, and they used the survey as a baseline to see the effect of our financial.
Okay, I just want to say to all of our assembly members who are present to speak up if this is somebody that you think affects your constituency. It more than likely does. This is a pretty important resolution. I know we talked a lot about it last week. I wasn't here, but I heard that we did. So I would encourage everybody to speak up as much as possible on this one. We have a lot of time left, and it would be valuable to use that in a really vibrant discussion. Sure.
In fact, how do I affect all of and then the second thing is we're not
Great. So I have on the speaker's list Representative Kerr, Representative Vice President Breeden. I just saw Cho and Stefanko, Henstein, Reneal. I think I'm going to Iwoka. Anybody else? Pritchett. Sorry. And anybody else? Okay, great. And Marshall. Okay, and that is the order of the speakers list. And we will start with Representative Kirk.
I have a few questions.
Okay, I'm sorry, Dan. I'm a little bit confused because as far as I
in their plan, they have an implementation breakdown of when they're going to implement.
Okay. Are we opening up to amend the document, the appendix?
Yeah.
Okay. Then great.
How that reads that the 4,000 years 2015
Gotcha.
I understand.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.